Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be back here again on this Sunday morning. Would you please turn with me for just a few moments to the book of Romans, chapter 8. It's not my text for this morning, but I want to talk to you about the earthquake in Chile for just a few moments. Would you turn to Romans, chapter 8? I'm sure you must wonder, as many people do, when we saw again on television this weekend the terrible devastation of that earthquake in Chile coming so soon after the one in Haiti. And we so much, and also the floods in, where was it just recently, one of the islands off the north coast of Africa. And all the other devastations that take place around the world today, it must raise in your mind sometimes a question about God and his rule over the world. And I just want to speak about that for just a second before we turn to our text this morning. And I want to remind you that when Adam and Eve sinned against Almighty God, and God cursed them, God judged them, and turfed them out of the garden, he chased them out of the garden, out of the place of blessing and perfection and harmony where everything was whole and good, he not only placed judgment upon them, but the very world itself, the earth, was judged because of them. So in Genesis we read that God cursed the earth as well. And so our world is under a judgment as well. It's not as it was when it left God's hands. It's not pristine as it was when it left God's hands. And we have a clue about that here in Romans chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So what we are told here in the Bible is that the whole of creation is waiting for something. And creation is sort of personified. It's got a longing in itself. It is waiting for something to happen. It knows it's not as it ought to be. And so creation itself is in a state of groaning. It's in a state of frustration. It's not its own fault. It's not the fault of the mountains and the valleys. It's not the fault of the seas and the lakes that it has been subjected to frustration. It is man's fault that creation is as it is today. It is because of the sinful rebellion against God that has brought this whole curse upon our world today. But the world is frustrated and is longing, is looking eagerly for something to happen. It's standing on tiptoe, that's what the Greek word means, eagerly waiting for the manifestation, the display of the children of God. The whole world is waiting for Jesus to come back. Because when Jesus comes back, all of his children will be transformed and the whole universe will be transformed as well. And the world is waiting for that. And Paul describes the world as groaning. Just as the human race groans under the pressures and the burdens of living life in this world as it is today, so the world groans as well. It's not a perfect world. And so it is frustrated. It is not as it ought to be. It's filled with imperfection. And so we have these floods and we have these earthquakes and we have volcanoes and we have famines and we have droughts. All the groans of a world that has been impacted by man's sinfulness, all waiting for that great day when Jesus will come back and the whole world will be restored again to its perfection. And so the world is groaning. So when you read about earthquakes, there's a groan from the world. When you read about volcanoes or floods, it's the world groaning and saying to man, it's your fault, it's your fault. It's the world groaning, saying, we're looking beyond you. We're looking for the day that will come when the Lord Jesus will come from heaven and when the children of God will be transformed and displayed before the entire universe. And on that day, God will recreate the whole universe and all of these troubles that we are familiar with today will all be gone forever. So we need to remember that God is on his throne and that his curse has been worked out in the world today. And it's not the judgment of a God who is not filled with love. It's not the judgment of a God who is not concerned about people. It's the judgment of a righteous God that has come upon our world. And into this world, he himself came and lived amongst us so that he could die on the cross and give us hope, so that all of us in every generation could hear the gospel and look forward to that day when not only we will be recreated, but the whole universe will be recreated. In the meantime, we pray for those who are afflicted by these terrible natural disasters. But let's remember that as we groan as human beings in our world, so the whole universe groans, because sin has had a dreadful impact on God's cosmos. We should remember that, the magnitude of it all, and then we'll remember the magnitude of the great salvation that he has given us in Christ. Now will you bow with me in prayer? Our Father, we pray that as we remember these things, so you will in fact be with all the people in the world who are undergoing suffering, not only from these natural disasters, but from all the wars and the strife and the other things that happen in our world. And not only even that, but all the plagues and the sicknesses that are abroad in the world today. We confess to you that we are fallen people living on a fallen planet in a fallen universe. And we look to you for that great day when the Lord Jesus will come back. But while we wait for him, we live in dangerous days. And we pray that as we consider your word this morning, so we will become aware of our dangers and we will cling all the faster to the Lord Jesus Christ himself today. Be with us as we consider the greatness of the Good Shepherd, for Jesus' sake. Amen.